Almost 70 schools in Canberra are closed today due to an asbestos exposure concerns from potentially contaminated coloured sand products. It comes as the list of recall products expands, with the consumer watchdog, the ACCC, listing products sold at major retailers including Target, Kmart and Officeworks. So the question is, how did these products end up in Australian schools and what health risks do they pose? Well, joining me now is Associate Professor Anthony Linton, Academic and Research Director at the Asbestos and Dust Diseases Research Institute. Anthony, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
What do we know about these sand products and the potential risks?
Yeah, so I think whenever we hear the word asbestos, it naturally causes a lot of fear in Australians. It continues to kill about 4,500 Australians every year, over 20 years since we actually banned the substance. So the idea of finding it in products that can potentially be in schools is a real worry. I think it's important to say from the outset that the risk is actually very, very low for children, particularly in these products. And the reassurance that has been received from the ACCC and from ASEA is really that the way in which these asbestos fibres are found within the sand has a very, very low risk of actually being respirable, but it actually can enter the airways.
So what is the type of asbestos that's been found in these sand products?
So reportedly we're seeing both chrysotile fibres and tremolite fibres. Chrysotile is the I guess the dominant form of asbestos in the world at the moment. It's the one that asbestos producers like to say is safe, but of course there is no safe form of asbestos, but it continues to be mined and used in manufacturing around the world, but thankfully not in Australia.
So what makes it slightly safer than other or less dangerous than some of the other types, but still dangerous?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think getting into an argument about is it slightly more safe or slightly less safe, there's a lot of junk science in this matter to try and convince us it's safe. It's really not. But of course, that said, in this particular form that we're seeing at the moment in the sand, the reassurances are that it of course needs to be disposed of promptly and removed safely from these schools and kept out of reach of kids and, in fact, any of the Australian population. But it should not be cause for significant alarm for those parents who are listening at the moment.
And what's the regulatory chain here? If Australian companies are importing these kinds of products, who's responsible here?
Look, I think it's difficult to say. I think we have really firm standards on not allowing asbestos-containing materials being brought into Australia. But of course, in many of the products that come from around the world, it of course could sneak in, and any system can never be 100% perfect. So the Australian, border is very firm on this, but things can sneak through. And that's why it's important when we do identify that it has come into the country that we can remove it very, very promptly.
So in the ACT, around 70 schools are going to be closed today. There've also been concerns in other states. Is it a wise move to be shutting these schools today?
Look, I think that it is, because we really need this to be removed very safely now. It certainly needs to be out of the schools. And although the advice is at the moment, of course, if it hasn't come out of its packaging, it can be put in a heavy-duty garbage bag and sealed with tape and disposed of in a proper asbestos disposal facility. If it's already been open, the ways in which that has to be removed from that environment is quite different and really needs the experts to come in. And that's where shutting the schools is very reasonable as an approach.
So what would your message be to worried families and school staff at the moment?
I think it would be of reassurance to say that the risk is actually very, very small, but it does highlight the importance of always maintaining vigilance about asbestos. And actually, it's Asbestos Awareness Week next week. It's a ghastly reminder of just how prevalent it is at present. And we really can't forget that a third of our houses contain asbestos anyway in Australia. And that's why the pressure must always be on to do our very best to rid ourselves of this in the Australian built environment.
Yeah, Anthony, I was wondering about that. And, you know, would there still be school buildings that have got asbestos somewhere, those older buildings?
Definitely schools, hospitals, workplaces, and as said, a third of our homes. And so the government is working hard to develop plans and proceed with that to remove that asbestos. But we are talking about that this is a project that will take the next 50 years to do.
Mm-hmm. You were talking at the top of the interview, more than 4,000 Australians die from asbestos-related causes each year. Are people surprised when you reel off that number? It's very high.
Well, they are, because they think it was yesterday's problem. And they think, well, we banned asbestos in 2003, so why should it be an issue? The reality is, particularly for things like asbestos-induced lung cancer and mesothelioma, which is a cancer that affects the lining of the lungs that's pretty much just due to asbestos, the period from first exposure to actually developing these diseases in many patients is measured 30, 40, 50 years. Mm-hmm. So it means that we continue to face the legacy of its use. So the people who are getting diagnosed, many of these were people who were exposed as young tradies or miners or naval workers in the 1970s and 80s.
Mm, yeah, it's extraordinary, isn't it? And while the danger is widespread, it's such a lottery. Lots of people of my mum's generation, they remember playing with asbestos, and then in other cases, it's a partner just washing the work clothes of someone who's been exposed, and they get it. There's a big gap, isn't there? Mm.
Absolutely. So you can get people who worked in mines who will never get it, and you know, I have patients whose only memory of why they might have developed mesothelioma was tearing down an old shed one day to help their dad when they were, you know, in their early 20s.
Mm. And others were surrounded by it and somehow got through. Anthony, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
No problems at all. My pleasure.
That's Associate Professor Anthony Linton. Anthony is Academic and Research Director at the Asbestos and Dust Diseases Research Institute. Around 70 schools will be closed in the ACT today because of the discovery of these potentially contaminated coloured sand products.